And then Jesus not just proclaimed the promise that your brother will be rise again, but he will say, because I am the resurrection, I am the life. And Martha said, yes, I know he's going to rise up. I know in the last day, you already teach us about the last day, we should rise up again. Lord Jesus said, no, this is new. Don't give me the Bible answer. Don't give me the Sunday class answer. You know, today we will try to answer. We are so smart. We have been to Sunday classes from my early age. You know, we have been to Sunday class. I give you the stand-up answer from my Sunday school. But now it's come fresh revelation. Now it's come enlarge the vision. So you cannot use your own white skin to try to figure out the new wine. Jesus said, I'm a recreation. I'm the light. No, I'm teaching you right. I'm going to cause you guys to rise up in the last day. But today, I'm still the same. Today, I still overcome the death. Not in the last days, but today, I still can do the same.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's today, church, you need to hear. Not because Jesus raised up 2,000 years ago, not just coming as a coming king to cause us to have recreation, but now he's a recreation. Now he's alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's one great revelation. You're going to find out Jesus overcome death is now. It's not just in the future. He's not changed. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. He's a recreation. He's alive. That's why we see so many in China raise up from the dead. Hallelujah. No one can stop him to perform the miracle, even in this time, in this hour. Hallelujah. So that's why Jesus tried to tell him, not just in the past, not just in the future, I'm the God in now. And I'm God perform miracle now. I'm overcome the death right in this moment. Even before I'm going to persecution, I already overcome him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus bring new revelation of himself. He said, I'm the resurrection and life. Who believe in me will live forever, even though he will die. Do you believe this? Very important. Sometimes God challenges us. Are you believing? Are you believing? Why every word I say before I perform any miracles? Are you believe the promise I give to you?
That's it.
So sometimes the Lord show me I believe. but sometimes God will challenge us. Are you believe every word I say? You know, today a lot of people receive the fresh word, the prophetic word, but a lot of people don't dare to step the first step to see the miracles. That's the problem of church.
Yes.
I see so many people get a prophetic word, but very few will dare to stay on the first step to see the miracle happen. When God speak to me through several prophetic words, say, you're going to go to prison and you're going to see a revival in prison. And then I schedule my first trip. After I go to full-time ministry, go to Taiwan, I want to visit 12 prisons. I want to see the miracles. Then God speak to me. I believe. I stay on faith. I go. So first meeting, I go into the room. I say, God is here. He's going to perform miracle. He's going to heal all the sick. Because I hear so clearly. I know I can proclaim it. And those inmates bring a cripple come. You know, they challenge me. I challenge them, are you believing? I said, I believe. They bring the cripple come to here. I watch the cripple. I said, today Jesus Christ will raise you up and walk in Jesus' name. Before I even pray for him, I will proclaim what I hear from heaven. And when I pray for him, he lay on the floor, and immediately after that, he rung in the prison door. He rung here, running there. Almost all the people in the room give life to Jesus Christ because of that miracles. Hallelujah. Why? Because I hear, I dare to trust him. Hallelujah. And Jesus challenged him, Master, do you believe what I say to you? Do you believe? You're willing to stay and watch what I perform in your life. Hallelujah. And Martha still struggle. I believe in the last day. I know you are son of God. He tried very hard. Sometimes we do that. Do we? we try. But you know, a miracle happens when we end our trying. When the real miracle, when real faith come out, we die to ourselves, to die to our own understanding, we die to our own efforts and say, Lord, you must do it now. I don't try anymore. I just have faith in you that you have mercy on us. Hallelujah. And Martha run to the Maria, and Maria still weeping. Maria still praying. I don't know if he praying in faith or not, but I probably think Maria is just complaining. Maria just say, no hope, it's too late. Oh Lord, she come earlier. You know, and when Jesus appeared in person, and Maria still in there praying, but Martha is come to say, hey, wait a minute, Jesus is coming. You are praying, he's here. Why not to speak to him directly? Why is high here? You know, and there's a time to wait on the Lord, but now he appeared. You should go to see him. And so Maria and come and want to see Jesus. And they say there's a lot of people, Jews, come from Jerusalem. I think they know this family. This family love the Lord. This family have a good testimony among the community. So a lot of Jews come from Jerusalem to visit this family. Know this family have a tragedy, and they want to comfort this family. So a lot of Jews come to comfort Maria, comfort Martha, and weeping with them. But one thing I want to point out here, when you really you need a miracle, sometimes other people won't help you at all. People can comfort you, people can pity with you, but nothing gonna happen. See, sometimes people try to help each other, but end up is weeping together and complaining together. Instead, have promise of God and proclaim in faith. Yes. But they complaining together, they weeping, oh, you are very sorry, Jesus will love you, what can happen to you, you know. And those Jews, just Job's friends, just do those things onto Maria. So, you know, they weeping with, together with Maria. Sometimes people's comfort lasts for a while, but when you really need a miracle, won't work. You need someone have a fresh promise for you. Hallelujah. Can do something about the situation. Those Jews can accompany them, can weep with them, but cannot do a thing for them. And Maria hear about Jesus, and Maria just run. And all the Jews follow her. I think they must go to the tomb and weeping there. Not just weeping in the room, but go to the tomb and weeping beside the Lazarus body. But no, he go to Jesus and weeping in Jesus' feet. Hallelujah. That's the right place to weep. Hallelujah. We can weep in different places. You can weep in your room. You can weep in your over your situation. You can weep over your death circumstance. Why not come to the altar and weep before Jesus' feet? That's the right place to worship. That's the right place to cry out to him. Hallelujah. So Maria do the right things, run to the altar before Jesus' feet and weeping before this person. Hallelujah. And Jesus look at her, and the same word come from Mary. The same word is Jesus, if you are here earlier, this should not happen. My brother will not die. Oh, I think that hurt Jesus so much. I try to find a man or woman have faith, but I find not. Not in my disciples, not in Master, but even the one I love most, the one know me most, Maria, you say the exact the same word. That's why I think Jesus' heart is troubled. And he has compassion, but he also troubled because of lack of faith among his disciples, among his friends. But he facing God, he knows what God is exactly doing, even though in this situation he's troubled. And Jesus say, where you lay this man? Where you lay the Lazarus? Let me go and see. So they bring Jesus to the tomb. And Jesus began to weep. I think not because he's troubled with their unbelief, but he's weeping because of the compassion he has for the whole situation. You know, he can rejoice in because he knows gonna what happened. You know, if I am Jesus, I have such a fresh revelation, I cannot wait to rejoicing. But here, Jesus, he knows exactly what's going to happen. But he moved in compassion. He can identify with people's pain, with the desperate, with such a agony of people going through, even his friends. So he's weeping. He's a compassion over people. Even though he knows what he can do exactly, but he still moves in compassion. That's great things of Jesus Christ. You know, he's not come to condemn us. Your little face. You know, you don't know what I can do for you. You know, your little face. You are no use. You know, sometimes ministers do that to the sick people. You know, you're not here because you have no faith. You know, God's forsaking you. You know, it's just put a pen. But Jesus is not condemned them. Even Jesus is troubled. Jesus is feels sad because they unbelieve. But Jesus tried to help them to believe. Hallelujah. And Jesus still have compassion. Jesus weep with them. So best things the leader can do is not condemn the people of unbelief, but instead impart your faith to them and help them, give them the promise, and create the atmosphere of believing, create the atmosphere fear of the faith so people can believe. Hallelujah. And when Jesus do that, things begin to change. Hallelujah. And other Jews surrounding him begin to watch this man of Jesus. He really loved this Lazarus. He really loved him. And then another conclusion is, he can open the blind eyes. How come he cannot raise the people from the dead? Even this one he loves so deeply. He won't just let him die. He will do something about it. So even those Jews surrounding him begin have faith come up. People begin to receive the faith from heaven. Begin to see such circumstance begin to change. Jesus come into the place and change the circumstance of unbelief into atmosphere of faith to believe the miracles. Hallelujah. That's you're gonna see Jesus all the process. He's tried to do that. Now each time the doubt come, he confront with the promise of God. And then encourage them and challenge them to believe what can happen until last moment, you know, right before the tongue, and he can speak against the tongue. The last things behind the miracle and him is the big stone, and this big stone is unbelief. It has to be moved before the miracle can happen. Hallelujah. That's why I think most things we offend God, it's not because of our sin alone, but we unbelieve for his mercy, his compassion, and he can do something about it. He can remove our sin iniquities and heal our disease. The most things that hurt him much is unbelief in our heart. And the last obstacle is unbelief. And Jesus gave the command, remove this big stone so I can give my command. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know what God's command of you. Some of you need to remove some things before miracle happens. Sometimes we wait for miracle to happen. As God say, there's something hinder you to receive this miracle. And now remove the stone so I can speak forth the miracles. Hallelujah. Amen. So sometimes I go to a different nation, I go to a different church. Sometimes I know there's an obstacle there. In different spirit, in different nation, a different spirit, in different church, a different obstacle. Sometimes I have to deal with the obstacle first before any move of Holy Spirit happen, before miracle begin to happen. Hallelujah. You have to move the stones in people's heart. You have to move the stone of unbelief. Hallelujah. And Jesus then shout, raise our voice, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Come out of the tomb, Lazarus. I'm glad Jesus don't use the small voice. Hallelujah. He shout aloud. Hallelujah. I think it's not because God is deaf, cannot hear. Hallelujah. I believe it's for other people's sake. Hallelujah. That other people can believe what he promised. Amen. So Jesus do a lot of things for our own sake, not for himself. He knows what exactly doing. God knows what gonna happen. But the problem is, and let us know what gonna happen so other people can learn. Hallelujah. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Jesus know your name. Hallelujah. Jesus know who should come forth. May not your time yet, but when your time come, will be so specific, and call upon your name. Hallelujah. And say, Lazarus, come forth. I know, I think today, maybe you hear this call. You maybe be the Lazarus. You maybe be the disciple. You maybe be the Martha or Mary. But if you are Lazarus, you have faced the daily situation. There's something over you. You cannot overcome. You have been to death for 4 days. There's a bad odor, come forth. You're here from God. And Lazarus, come forth. Today is your day. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people today need to receive that miracle, remove the stone, and believe that Jesus is calling you out. Hallelujah. You can't dare to for too long. Hallelujah. Jesus only stay for 3 days. Hallelujah. Lazarus stay for 4 days. Hallelujah. You're gonna receive your miracles. Hallelujah. Because of the death, miracle gonna come forth. Recreation power gonna come forth. Hallelujah. It's nothing difficult for you to do. When you die to yourself, God promise another life gonna come forth. Hallelujah. If you die, it's is automatic gonna work. The life gonna come forth. Hallelujah. And Jesus is doing this miracle. And Jesus said, it's not because I don't know this. He said, Father, I pray this prayer because you already hear me. Oh. He said, well, I speak this because for those disciples, for Mary, they know I have this power, I have this relationship with you. So I know you already heard me because 4 days ago, when I first get the message, when I first know this happened, I already pray. You already heard me. Miracle already happened 4 days ago. So Jesus saying, you already hear me. And then Jesus' Father said, you always hear me. This is talking about relationship with Father. Hallelujah. He has such confidence. This is going to happen because none of the time I ask you to perform miracle, you didn't do for me. You always heal me because I pray according to your will. And he has such confidence. God, you always heal me because I'm your son. I have a relationship with you. I'm your good friend. We are in one. And now in this miracle, not just you hear me, but you already heal me. And this miracle already happened. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That's why the faith is something you haven't seen yet, but you believe already happened. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. That's a faith that caused a miracle to happen. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, you already hear me, and also you always hear me. I like this word. I do this. I pray this prayer. It's not because of me, but for others to know I can do this. Hallelujah. So he shout aloud. Let everybody listen to it. Hallelujah. Sometimes I go to China to ministry. I'm very bold. Hallelujah. And not because I don't know it. I know it's going to happen. But let everybody know. Hallelujah. Know I have a relationship with my Father. He's able. Hallelujah. Let everybody know because of that relationship, this miracle happened. Because I'm the son of him. Hallelujah. I'm son of God. And he shared this glory with me. Hallelujah. And bring this glory to Father. Hallelujah. The glory to the son, to the Father. Hallelujah. So it's wonderful when you bring this miracle. God said, when I perform the miracle with my mighty hand, it's because there's a glory in my name. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to cause the miracle, going to cause my name to be glorified. Hallelujah. And immediately after this miracle, many people come to believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's a miracle can do for the society, for this unbelieving world. Hallelujah. That's American need is creating miracles. Hallelujah. In Argentina, when the golden teeth begin to appear, the tremendous harvest comes in. Hallelujah. That's why I believe in this young generation in the United States, many just come to the Lord because what happened recently. Hallelujah. And more miracle gonna happen and shake this world and believe Jesus Christ is real. Hallelujah. And those Pharisees hear about these things. You know, a lot of people believe, but there's still some betrayers. They go to the Pharisees. They try to tell those officials, see this Jesus. You try to stone him, but he performed either greater miracles. We try to seize him. We cannot seize him. Previous chapter, they send something, some person to try to arrest Jesus. Instead, they listen to Jesus, watch Jesus perform miracle, and come back home empty hand. They say, why you come back home empty hand? You didn't arrest him. Oh, he speaks different. He speaks from the other place. He speaks with such authority. We don't dare touch him. Sorry. Hallelujah. And this time they come back with this report. You know, he tried to stone him, but now he performed much greater miracles. Not just open the blind eyes, but now cause the dead to rise up. Everybody try to believe him. And those times come, and those Pharisees sing, if this man continue to perform miracles, the whole generation gonna believe him. We must stop these things. We must kill him. Must kill him. But he didn't know. He killed one Jesus. Today we have millions of Jesus show up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we have more miracle workers. Hallelujah. On this land. In China alone we have thousands. Hallelujah. You cannot kill Jesus. He's God. He's a recreation. He's life. Hallelujah. So because of that miracle, a lot of people did not believe in Jesus Christ. But what happened is that when we also come forth and not just stand there and we tie up with all the rope and clothes, and Jesus said, let him free. Let him free. And just unclothed expose him and let him walk. Hallelujah. That's why it's so dangerous. We call loss of regeneration. The one has been devil tried to kill, like myself. And now when we rise up, when we be free, so dangerous to the darkness. Hallelujah. We can do what Jesus do. Hallelujah. We can walk, we can shout, we can dance. Hallelujah. That's why I don't like quiet church. Hallelujah. I belong to a black church. Everybody's alive. Hallelujah. Why? Because there's a power, there's a life in us. There's a recreation, there's a life. Not outside of me, inside of me. Hallelujah. Cause other people to live also. I live, you should live also. Hallelujah. Because Christ in me is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. That's why we have in today. We walk in the light. We cause people from the darkness to the light, from the death to the life. Hallelujah. That's why we have a recreation Jesus' power in us. Now is the time to testify for him. Hallelujah. So that's why it's not just walking, dancing, and eating with Jesus together. And they say, why did you come to watch? Why did you come to see Jesus? But in the next chapter, we're interested, not just come to see Jesus, they want to come to see Lazarus. Hallelujah. They want to come, they heard about this one, they not just want to come to see Jesus, they want to see this one has been dead, now raised up from the dead. Hallelujah. You know, I wonder one day the God will move in me so powerfully to a point people not just come to see Jesus, but come to see this Lazarus has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. That's what we should be. Hallelujah. The people should watch us amazed. Hallelujah. God has done for us. Amen. Today people should amazed come to church and see Lazarus. Where is Lazarus? Which is the one is dying now live? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And many people come to believe because that one miracles, because there's a lot of has goes through this great miracles. Hallelujah. So don't look down to yourself. When God call you out, lots of come forth. I'm gonna set you free. I'm gonna leave those things dead behind you, and then you can rise out in the new power, recreation power. You're gonna get new revelation, you're gonna get new power, you're gonna have new life in this society, you're gonna share this community. Hallelujah. Stakeholder is not too big. Hallelujah. You still can shake this place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The football should not be the big reason. Hallelujah. People shout about. Hallelujah. We have greater reason to shout. I hope one day this whole stadium of Penn State gonna shout to the king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's not a litany lion. It's a lion of the tribe of Judah. Prevail. Hallelujah. That's what we should shout about. That's what we should proclaim. That we should worship. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Should we stand? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we shout to you. Hallelujah. The honor and glory and truth. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you are mighty. Lord, you conquer all the enemies. Hallelujah. Even the enemy of death have been destroyed. Hallelujah. Oh, proclaim your liberty on this land. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. You are miracle working God. You are miracle working power. Hallelujah. Oh, today we come to see you. We're not just seeing your face, but let you walk in us. Hallelujah. Let the power penetrate our beings. Hallelujah. So when we rise up as a Lazarus, we can begin a living testimony for you. Hallelujah. We raise up this church as a testimony, as a light shine in this darkness land. Hallelujah. There will be a light spot shining forth in this community. Hallelujah. We raise up many Lazarus in this congregation. The young people have been raised up because the recreation has come. The recreation has come to their body. Hallelujah. Come to their soul. Come to their spirit. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Cause people to come forth, Lord, this morning. Let people hear your cry. Let people hear your command. Hallelujah. Lazarus, come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No more be bound. No more be restricted. But now you are free. Now you can walk as I walk in the light. Hallelujah. Come out of the darkness. Come out of the bondage. Hallelujah. Let my recreation come upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we begin to worship, I'm challenging some of you that God has spoken to you. You have been dead for too long. Your income is too long. You have been have a bad odor come out of you already. You have been stayed there for too long. Now is the time to be set free. Now is the time to come to meet with the recreation. God gonna enlarge your vision. God gonna give you experience and come to see him. Come hear the word and say to you, come out, Lazarus, come out. You can be delivered, you can be healed. You don't no longer be in the bondage of the enemy. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.